Time once again to catch up with Vocalise for another roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm glad to say that Jess Beale from Vocalise joins me now to share a few upcoming accessible events from their regular weekly email newsletter. Hello Jess, how are you?
Hi Toby, I'm really good, thanks, and looking forward to sharing this week's selection with everyone.
Jess, we're going to start this week in the mid-1980s with the backdrop of the miners' strike for what I think is a new production of Billy Elliot the musical in Leicester.
Yeah, that's right, Toby. So a new look for Billy Elliot the musical, and this is already described at the Curve Theatre, and it's on Saturday the 13th of August at 2:15. And there's also a touch tour booked in at 12:45, so a chance to get on the stage and explore the set and the costumes ahead of the show. It's described by Nadine Beasley and Kate Taylor-Davis of Talking Sense, and you can get tickets starting from £10 going up to £56. So, as you say, it's set in the 1980s against the miners' strike, and it's the story of the young boy who falls in love with ballet. So, yeah, a real smash hit musical adapted from the film. Can't believe the film was from 2000, seems far too long ago. And of course, it is a tale of determination, acceptance and daring to be different. So prepare to be dazzled at Billy Elliot in Leicester.
We're now off to explore Iron Age Britain at Colchester Castle.
Yeah, so this is a series of monthly object handling sessions at Colchester Castle. And the next one is coming up on Sunday, the 14th of August. There are two sessions, one at 11:30 and another at 2 o'clock, and both last for 45 minutes. So the tour is free, but you do need to pay for the admission to the castle itself. So tickets cost £11.25 for adults and £7.25 for concessionary tickets. And this is a real great way to get closer to history, and you'll be taught through a selection of real and replica objects. And each month there's a particular theme. And as you say, for August, this is Iron Age Britain. So the start of monthly object handling sessions at Colchester Castle. So sounds like a great session to get involved with. And there will also be audio described tours of the castle itself as well coming up. So look out for those and the future dates.
At the iconic Roundhouse in London, we now have an explosive combination of musical review and fashion show, which is all about Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yes, we're celebrating the life of style icon Jean-Paul Gaultier in Fashion Freak Show, as you say, at Camden's Roundhouse. And there are two audio described performances. The first on Tuesday the 16th of August in the evening at 7:30, and there's a touch tour at 6 o'clock. Or if you can't make that date, then there's another chance to see it on Saturday the 20th of August for a matinee at 2:30, and you can join the touch tour at 1 o'clock. Tickets start from £15 for this show, and it's going up to £120 for tickets. And Vocalised describers Tony McBride and Kelly Desjolais will be at the show describing this for you. So the show itself, as you say, it's depicting the sensational life of Jean-Paul Gaultier and going through a playlist of hits that have inspired generations and charting the journey of one of the world's significant icons. So head to the Roundhouse for this explosive feast of a show.
That sounds really exciting. We're off to Shakespeare's Globe Theatre in London for an evening performance of Julius Caesar.
Yes, a bit of brutality for you at Shakespeare's Globe. So Julius Caesar is audio described, and this is on Saturday the 20th of August. It is an evening performance at 7:30 with a touch tour at 5:30 with tickets from £5 up to £49. And yes, so the tale of ambition, incursion and revolution will be described by Vocalised describers Joanna Myers and Jane Ensell. So a great evening's entertainment at Shakespeare's Globe for you all.
Now to a play that follows the journey of one Sri Lankan Australian family over four generations in Counting and Cracking at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre.
We're heading up to the Midlands. As you say, the Birmingham Repertory Theatre will have an audio-described performance of Counting and Cracking on Friday the 26th of August at 7 o'clock. And you can book tickets from £12.50. So this play is an epic story of love and political strife, as you say, following that journey of the Sri Lankan Australian family, and it's charting their journey from 1956 through to 2004. So lots of changes along the way from those two countries. So it sounds like a really interesting play to go and see the audio description performance of.
Finally, Jess, we have 101 Dalmatians at the Open Air Theatre in Regent's Park, and in a way, sort of coming home for this particular production.
That's right. So I'm very excited about this one, the audio described performance of the musical 101 Dalmatians at the Open Air Theatre in Regent's Park, where the story itself is set. So this, the audio described performance, is Saturday the 27th of August at 2:15 p.m. And we're still waiting for the time for a touch tour to be confirmed. So if you do book, then make sure you check with the venue when you're booking. And the tickets are £25. So join Vocalise Describers, Lonnie Evans and Willie Elliott for a fab afternoon of puppetry at the Open Air Theatre. And, you know, it's perfect for a summer's afternoon. Fingers crossed it's going to be a glorious day and we can all enjoy this wonderful musical in Regent's Park.
That sounds like a fantastic one to go and see. Jess, if people would like to find out more about the audio described events we've just chatted about, sign up to the Vocalise email newsletter, or maybe just find out a little bit more about Vocalise. Where can people go to find out more?
Yeah, our website, vocalise.co.uk, is full of information, all our What's On listings, where you can search for accessible events by the date, genre or region. We also have news information, audio recordings on there. There's lots of things to go and look for. You can follow us on our social media pages at VocaliseAD. And of course, you can always email the team on inquiries@vocalise.co.uk. And just to let you know, our quarterly What's On brochure, which will be covering September to November, will be out shortly. And just a reminder for people, if you did receive the USB version last time, if you could please return it to Vocalise, we would be very grateful.
Well, a call out for people to return their USB sticks there. As always, thank you very much indeed, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for sharing some great audio described events with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby, and look forward to next time.